Welcome back to the City of Palms podcast. Two brothers got together to start a podcast to shine light on talented individuals in the Southwest Florida area. Thank you for watching, viewing, and subscribing.
Episode 118.
Your boys are back in the studio. We back for episode 118, dude. 118, man. That's an accomplishment. Shout out if you're here. We got a lot to talk about this episode. We went to Tampa Pro. That was sick. Yeah. Got a lot more, though. Got a lot more to touch on. We're turning into the skate podcast, dude.
Yeah.
We're a skate podcast. What can you expect, dude?
That's what we do.
Two brothers start skating. Two skaters got together.
Started a podcast.
To shine light on skaters around the world. No, I'm just kidding. Now I'm hyped. We do have some good interviews coming up. Some good guests lined up that are I'm looking forward to.
And if you don't skate, I still recommend listen. Give this a listen. You know, you might learn something.
I actually have a question. If you know the answer to this, please comment down below. I was like, dude, I was eating ham today, and I was like, why do they call it ham? It is pork, right? It comes from a pig.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it not called pork?
Pork slab.
Of any kind. Yeah, dude.
I think I know the answer
pork steak, bro.
I can Google it in a
second.
That's
a pork steak, dude.
But I know the answer to this, I think. So it's the same reason, I think, that they call deer. You don't just call it deer. Like, I'm eating deer. You say I'm eating venison. And when you're eating cow, you're eating beef. Well, no, I guess that wouldn't make sense because then there's the pig and then there's pork and there's ham. I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it.
That's what I was thinking, dude.
Because ham is pork.
I come correct.
But why is it called? Let's give it a Google. Because I don't know.
Give it a Google.
Because I think what I was starting to say, I think that has to do with languages or something like that. There's something with, like, there's a reason that we call a deer the meat venison, but we call the animal deer.
Someone's probably screaming right now.
Yeah, they know the answer.
The answer, dude. Yeah, I don't, yeah, I was just curious. That was weird.
Oh, the modern word ham is derived from Old English ham or ham, meaning the hollow or bend of the knee from a Germanic base where it meant crooked.
Hamstring?
Ham.
Hamstring?
It began to refer to the cut of pork derived from the hind leg of a pig around the 15th century.
Hamstring of the pig, bro.
Ham, boy. Now let me see if...
I'm going to start calling it hamstring. Honey-baked hamstring,
honey-baked
son.
Hamstring. The word venison derives from the Latin word venor, meaning to hunt or pursue. Following the invite. Okay. I don't know. That's interesting.
There's not one for chicken. Chicken's chicken.
You're right.
Chicken's chicken.
What is up with that?
Same with goat. If you eating goat, you eating goat. If you eating duck, you eating duck. Turkey, eating turkey.
You're right. What is up with the birds?
I don't know, brother. Hey, if you're eating elk, you're eating elk. Ain't no way around it.
It's funny to think of why we say the things we say with certain things, you know?
I know. Dude, you know you can buy... This is kind of probably a stupid question, but you know you can buy... I saw a ground bison.
Yeah, I actually had a bison burger the other day.
Is there enough bison in the world to be doing that?
Yeah, there's plenty of bison.
That's funny. Dude, bison are huge, right?
They're huge.
They're like the real big looking things?
Yeah.
Are they invasive in certain places?
No.
I recently copped a gator tag. Well, I applied for it.
Oh, yeah?
They opened up, so I applied for a gator tag, dude. So, yeah.
You're going to be a gator hunter, dude.
I'm going to go.
Dan the gator hunting man.
I'm going to go, dude.
That'll be fun.
I'm going to go. Yeah,
would you be scared at all?
Oh, yeah, terrified. But I'll do it, dude. I'll do it, bro. You got to get out your comfort zone sometimes, man. For real.
You got to get out there and wrestle with some gators.
No, terrified. For real. Terrified. For real. The way it works is you basically apply, and you don't always get picked. So if you don't get picked, they don't charge your card. Better luck next year. If you get picked, they charge your card. You have ability to go hunt gators in certain counties for certain times. They'll tell you when and where. So I applied for the same thing as my friend who showed me the thing. And yeah, I'm hoping he gets one and I get one, or like if I get one, he'll go with me and like we can do it. But I think because I have the tag, if I were the one that would have the tag and he didn't, I would be the one that would have to bang stick it or like kill it legally. It's kind of just crazy, but I am excited, dude. I know if I don't get picked, better like next year. But if I get picked, man, it's God telling me get out your comfort zone. Crazy though, because you go at night, you just flashlight, see all their eyes, and you just freaking
what an adventure that.
Yeah, you shoot them out with a crossbow. You got this crossbow with like a line attached. You shoot it, and pop it onto it, and then you're fighting it, and you get it close enough to where your friend, another guy, can throw like a weighted treble hook around it to hook it again. So you've got two people controlling it. Then you pretty much get it where you want it, get it close to the boat. A third person just pop with a bang stick.
Then what do you do?
Then you get it on the boat, drag it back to your truck.
Where do you bring it?
I don't know. No. The guy that my friend's friend, like the people he goes with, they're really tapped in. You know, I imagine they eat it or do whatever with it, eat it or sell it. I'm not really sure, but they're invasive. So, you know, you want to get them out when you can. Pretty crazy. I'm hyped. If I get it, it'd be sick. Would you ever do something like that?
I don't know. I'd go, but I don't know if I could be the one with the bang stick, like putting it into them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, a little rough.
Because, I mean, it's necessary. I've heard about that with, like, lionfish and stuff, too. Like, some of these species that are just, like, going crazy, like, overpopulating and taking over certain areas. And pythons, too.
I'd do it, man. Just think, bro. What if one day it's not always as sweet as it is now? And you gotta get some food by getting down like that, you know? I'd rather know what to do now so I'm not
learning when I have to,
being like, dang.
Yeah, because alligator, if it was that circumstance where you're like fending for your, finding, you gotta do something like that, it'd be, you get a lot out of an alligator, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Or even just
a lot of meat in the tail.
Yeah. Yeah. I would, but hunting in general, you know what I mean? Hunting like deer.
That is something I've wanted to like dive into a little bit.
Yeah.
I would just have to know that it's just I don't know, dude. I have a hard time. Like I would have a hard time like aiming at a deer and like killing it or whatever.
Yeah, I mean the rules to eat anything you kill, obviously.
Yeah.
So,
and that's, I would want, if I ever did, like, learn, I would want to learn fully, like, learn how to hunt, not only that, but also learn how to, like, process the animal and, like, use as much of it as I possibly can, just because, like, I don't know. I feel like I would get...
Sleep in the skin.
Yeah, crawl up in there. No, I would just hate for it to go to waste. That'd be so sad. Gohan.
Stop.
Homeboy took his spot. Gohan, dude.
Gohan, stop. Stop. We're recording.
Civilly talk about it. Homeboy, you took my spot. Kyle, can you get homeboy
on
my spot?
Come on, for real, dude. Stop, come here.
Hey,
bro.
Sit next to me, man.
Can't have this, man.
We talked about this. I gave you a treat. But yeah, hunting's crazy, dude. Hunting's crazy. There's so much to it. And I've never done it.
I know, dude. Me either.
Closest I've ever done is fishing. And I haven't even done a whole lot of fishing.
Yeah. Did you see that YouTube video of Jamie Foy? I think it was like a Jamie Foy Red Bull thing. Of him fishing?
I think I did.
It was like fishing, skating. Fishing, skating.
Wasn't it like a day with... It was like some YouTube video called like a day with skater 2018 skater of the year, 2017 skater of the year, Jamie Foy or something like that. Was it something?
No, it was newer. It was something newer that he posted.
It was kind of recently. I think Red Bull posted it.
Yeah.
But it said day with, like, spending a day with 2017 skater of the year, Jamie Foy. I don't remember what year he won, but I think the title was something along those lines. Because I think I did watch that. And I like YouTube videos like that, where it shows not only the skating, but just, like, a little bit about them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like Nigel's YouTube channel. Because he does the, like, Send Saturdays or whatever, and it shows, it's almost like a vlog with Nigel.
Yeah, yeah. Heck yeah. Like that. I'm trying to find it. I can't really find it on there.
I feel like Red Bull uploaded it.
Yeah, I thought Jamie Foy uploaded like a little snippet too.
Gohan, can you please?
Where he was like reeling in a fish. But yeah, dude, shout out Jamie Foy, man.
Yeah, it's a day with 2017 Skater of the Year Jamie Foy Field Day. Uploaded by Red Bull Skateboarding.
You got me.
I think that's the one. I don't know. I don't.
Field Day. It's what it is. But it's just called Field Day. Oh, no. Maybe you're right, but he just...
I'm looking on YouTube.
Okay.
The YouTube video.
So, yeah, speaking of Jamie Foy, bro, Tampa Pro, he killed it. Literally, Jamie Foy comes in and wins best trick and the Tampa Pro. Like, has that ever been done before?
I don't know, honestly. I feel like usually... Wait, the best trick was before the finals. I always thought it was after. Because I feel like usually the people who, like, kill it in the finals aren't even really participating in the best trick.
Really?
Sometimes. Because, like, a lot of times there's some people who, like, shine in the best trick. Because they need, like, 30 tries to land the technical craziness that they are good at. You know what I mean? To where, like, maybe they didn't do good in the contest itself, but they... Like, in Street League, you'd see that a lot with, like, the diamond best trick. If Shane, like, couldn't put his run together or, like, didn't do well in the contest, he'd go ham in the best trick and win it.
True.
But I don't know. That was sick, though, how he won both of them.
Yeah, dude.
And he won the best trick last year's. So he's, like, he's on a tear.
I know. He really is. That's awesome. But, like, a lot of people killed it.
Mm-hmm. Like such a good weekend.
Oh, dude. Yeah, Tampa Pro was...
You want to switch headphones?
No, I think I'm just going to... I think I figured out what it was.
What were some of your highlight moments from the weekend? Things you got to witness or experience?
Well, I think it was... So... Skating with, just seeing Professor Schmidt.
Yeah.
At the Bro Bowl. Uh-huh. Was like, what? Hold up. And then coming up to Tampa, just the skating, man. The skating that took place, I was like, wow. Because, you know, we've skated Tampa Pro, not a whole lot. I could count probably like two or three times that I've been there. But, or not Tampa Pro, but Skate Park of Tampa.
Yeah.
And it's so hard, you know, and to see these guys doing these tricks on that level is like, wow. And it really did inspire me to just kind of, just like Street League did, you know, when we went, it was like, wow, this is like, I don't know, obviously not to that extent, can't do it yet, can't do tricks like that.
It makes you realize that like these people are just going for it though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they're like fully committing and like, of course it's scary, you know, like when I look at some of these quarter pipes, like they're huge. And I always think about like, oh, I couldn't blunt a fakie that. Cause like, what if I hang up or like, what if this or what if that? But like the more you just go for it and just like, don't even think about what if and just try it, the more, cause like a lot of these dudes don't skate Tampa a lot, you know? So it's a new park to them, new course, but they just get it. They just like go for it. They don't know. They don't like measure the quarter pipe and be like, I've only done a trick on a 7-foot ramp and this is an 8-foot ramp and I don't know if I could do this, you know?
Yeah.
They just go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sick. Yeah, so, to witness what we witnessed in person was, it was sick, but nothing really like, all the tricks were sick. It was all super sick, but like, I would say the coolest thing, like Jake Ilardi's run was super sick. Yeah. I didn't see it in person, but watching that on the way home, I was like, dude, like, so cool to see just how such. It's just like, I don't know, man, just somebody can have that day, you know, that mm-hmm. one run, you know. It's cool. I love skating. But what
and
about you?
And yeah, my top moments, I'm glad that we didn't. As much as I would have wanted to be there for the finals, I'm glad that we, like, spent Sunday skating, and then we just watched the live stream on the drive home. That was a cool way to do it. Mm-hmm. But my highlights, dude, I didn't get to see it, but Andy Anderson's dark slide.
Yeah.
We were in the building whenever he did that, but we were at watching the bowl jam. But my highlight, the bowl jam for sure was a highlight because we got great seats, and it was just crazy to see. For me, because I can relate to street skating. Like, I can't do the tricks. I can't relate to the tricks the pros are doing on the rails and ramps and stuff. But I can relate to it more than tranny skating. Because tranny skating is like, I can't even pump around bowl corners like these dudes do. You feel me? So, like, seeing the bowl contest and how these dudes are just ripping it, backsmithing around bowl corners and just going up and stalling on the walls, exactly. Like tops of the walls, and doing kickflip indies and 540s across the hips and stuff like that. It was so cool to see in person. So, Andy Anderson's dark slide, seeing the bowl contest, like, watching the whole bowl contest, and then, that one dude, Yaimi or what was his name? I don't remember how to pronounce it. I always thought it was Jamie whenever I read it on Instagram, but his name's like Jaime or something like that.
Oh, yeah, Jaime.
Yeah. Jaime Mateu or Mateo or something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it. He's a French dude, but seeing him, his energy is just like, wow, bro, that's something that, like, you'd probably didn't, as a viewer of the contest, you probably didn't get to see as much as, like, the people who are actually there. And being there and seeing him, like, skating the bowl contest and just, like, bro, you think he does a banger trick and you're like, okay, that's it. Like, he probably won the, like, best trick on the wall, so he's probably just going to chill. But he just keeps getting it, dude, keeps getting it. And the firework, I don't know if anyone except the live stream viewers got to see it, but someone put a firework. Might have been him, honestly, but he might have just been a jokester and, like, lit a firework. But he had a firework in his pants, and it was just, like, a smoke bomb. And then he takes his pants off, and the entire contest, he's skating in his underwear.
Yeah.
The whole contest.
I know.
And every time he falls, he, like, eats it and is, like, holding his back. And it's just like, and you're like, oh, he's probably done. Like, that was a slam.
I know.
And then he'd get up and land his trick. And then you're like, okay, now he's done. He slammed. Yeah. He landed it. All right. Like, that dude's MVP. And then he just keeps skating until the very end. So that he was a highlight for me, for sure.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, seeing that was sick. Even, like, at one point, dude, his girl, like, carried him up from the ramp after he slipped.
Yeah, and I heard her saying, like, you need some water? And then he's just like,
yeah, dude.
On something else.
And then he just kept going, too, after that. I'm like, wow.
So crazy. And it's crazy. He ended up not even winning the wall best trick. Jake Yanko did with his back tail revert and in no grab backside nose pick. He won that. And then Jaime won the hip best trick on the hip. Which, I was a little bummed that one dude, I don't remember his name, so, like, I feel bad, but the dude that was doing, like, 540s and, like, mm-hmm. heel flip indie, kick flip indie, mm-hmm. I thought he was going to win that, but Jaime ended up winning it with his nollie big spin that he did over the hip. But crazy, the way he tweaked it, just nollie big spin, like, tweaked it all crazy.
For real.
Such a fun time, dude, such a fun. And one thing that, like, it's a weird highlight, but I love how informal Tampa is, even though it's the same level as Street League, you know, same level of skateboarding. Kelvin Hoffler's there, Shane O'Neill's there. He wasn't skating, but Shane O'Neill's there, and Nige's there. Like, all the top skateboarders in the world are there, but it's just so informal. You just park in, like, a grass parking lot that was, like, all muddy by the end of the weekend and stuff like that, and everyone's just hanging out in the courtyard, getting tattoos, drinking, like, eating food, just, like, hanging out and talking. And it's just so much less formal than Street League. And it just, Tampa's something else, dude. There's nothing like it. There's
For
nothing
sure.
like Tampa Pro, dude.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. I'm surprised that was my first one I ever got to go to. Now I want to go every year. Because it's
For
like,
sure.
dude, the skate industry needs that forever and always, dude. They always need that. Because that's, like, core skateboarding, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really what skating's all about, too, you know? When you really think about it, the whole weekend, like, Steve Caballero's band. What was the name of their band? Do you remember?
I don't.
feel so bad that I don't remember. But you know, they were performing live, like skateboarders playing music, and just like the bowl jam, the street contest, tattoos, freaking just good times, dude. And then the party at the Bricks. We didn't go to that. We went back to the campsite and hung out with our crew. But, you know, they all party at the Bricks after throughout the weekend and stuff. And it's just, I don't know, dude. Just such good times. Such good times.
Yeah, dude. Tampa Pro is one you don't want to miss, dude. One you don't want to miss.
And skateboarders are a different breed, man. I love skateboarding so much.
Me too. I'm hyped for Street League coming up.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a whole nother story to tell. I can't wait to see how we do it this year.
I know. It's going to be amazing.
So, we talked about Battle of the Barracks last episode. And there was a few updates since then that we could touch on.
Yeah, dude.
Because I'm looking at my predictions from last episode, and I put in the influencer bracket, I put Chris Chan versus Spencer Barton being the final match, but then I put Johnny Geiger ? In parentheses, and I put Spencer Barton winning it, going to like the facing Chris Cole in the end or whatever. But dude, Johnny Geiger versus Jamie Griffin just happened. Mm-hmm. That was sick, dude. Yeah, that was one of the best games I've ever seen.
I know. That was crazy. That was crazy. You would think... Who did you think was going to win?
Johnny.
Me too.
I thought Johnny was going to win.
I know.
Because he's very... He's someone that, like, I've been following on YouTube for a long time. And obviously, like, he's with the Revive guys. So, like, I've seen, like, all, like, that side of him. But also just his personal YouTube channel. He does the most insane flat ground tricks. And he does a series called, like, I don't remember what it's called. But it's something like the... He'll, like, look at different pros and, like, the crazy tricks they've done. Like, the crazy tricks of Chris Haslam or the crazy tricks of Rodney Mullen or whatever. He even does special tricks from Tony Hawk games, like, certain special move tricks. And one time he did the Chris Cole, like, heel flip, body varial, revert thing. Just some of these tricks that are, like, signature moves for pros but are actually, like, really crazy difficult. Johnny will, like, break them down and spend a whole YouTube video, like, trying to land it. Wow. And he usually does. By the end of it, he usually does. And it's crazy when he does, like, the Rodney Mullen videos, because he can do, like, Casper slides and all sorts of underflips and stuff like that. He's just... I really thought he was going to win, because he's got such a deep bag of tricks. It's crazy.
Yeah. Dang.
And it was his home turf. That's why I thought he was going to win, because Jamie Griffin flew with his crew to Switzerland to play Johnny, and I thought Johnny was going to win, but it was awesome to see. It was awesome to see, like, just such smiles and, like, good, I don't know, I just felt like such camaraderie between the two of them, and it was such a good game, dude, such a good game. If you haven't seen it, definitely go watch it, but, I mean, we are spoiling it that Johnny did not win, but definitely worth the watch, because it was neck and neck, and they did, even though Johnny didn't win, he was... like, very impressive with some of the tricks he landed.
Yeah, y'all gotta stay up to that. That ain't up to us to keep the spoilers. We talk about it, dude. Because I want to talk about the other game too that I was watching, the Kelvin versus Luan.
Yeah, that dropped last night, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, a couple days when by the time people are listening to this, but yeah, they went. Bro, Luan won the rock, paper, scissors, and he went...
Did, like, 20 tricks
for so long, dude. Like, I was like, how are you going to do anything else? How is anyone going to think of anything else? And they still were, and I was just like, wow.
He even said when he was going the next time, he's like, I don't know what to do.
I know. I was like, wow, even he was running out of tricks. That was a great game.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Because they were, if I'm not mistaken, there was no letters by the time Luan did like 20 or 25 tricks in a row, but Kelvin matched each one of them. And by the time Luan fell and Kelvin got the set, I'm pretty sure it was still nothing to nothing.
Yeah.
Which is great. Those types of games of skate are so sick. Yeah. It really shows the skill level of, like, not thinking about, like, you know, these dudes are pros. These dudes are in street league. So, like, obviously they're consistent. But when you think about, like, every flat ground tick, like kick flip, fakie flip, nollie heel, back heel, front side flip, like all these basic flip tricks, they can do them all, like, on command. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So crazy.
Yeah.
And someone like Kelvin is so, he has such board control that you see him, it's like Chris Cole, where, like, you see him figuring it out in the game of Skate. Like, he, like, doesn't know how to do it, or, like, it doesn't do that trick a lot, but he just knows how to use his skateboard. So he knows, like, if I flip it this way and get on the grip tape, then I can, like, get it around. And all the hard flips, I feel like Kelvin isn't good at hard flips. I don't really ever see him do them, but he did every one of the hard flips except, no, he did all of them. I think he landed all of them.
I know. I thought that same thing too when I was watching it. I was like, wow, he's doing them too.
Only reason he lost is because Luan has a lot of tricks that, like, is a knife, knife to anyone's side.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
The hard flip reverts and, like, all that stuff.
Yeah, I was like, wow, he's really, just when I thought, I was like, what's he going to do? He's pulling out bangers. I'm like, what?
So with that being said, that means I figured Luan was going to win versus Kelvin. I don't see Kelvin skate flat ground a lot, but I think my prediction was that Luan was going to move forward in the bracket. But now that Jamie Griffin is moving forward, I think it's going to be, if I'm right in my prediction on Chris Cole moving all the way to, like, the semifinals, it's going to be Chris Cole versus Jamie Griffin, which is going to be insane.
Oh, that'd be great.
Which is going to be insane.
That'd be a great game. Uh-huh. Can we please get that?
Please, dude, please.
That'd be great.
And I hope Chris Cole takes it. I hope the final match is Chris Cole versus Seva.
True.
Because that'll be awesome. Although Jamie Griffin versus Seva would be equally as awesome, you know? Because a lot of Seva's knife in the side tricks, I feel like Jamie Griffin could probably do.
For real. For real, me too. Dude, I finally got my exhaust on the car.
Yeah, dude, sick. I got to hear it yesterday.
Yeah, I'm hyped, man. I'm hyped. Getting it tuned this month. It's the 7th when we're recording this. I'm getting it tuned the 26th. So, what is that? Not this next Thursday, but is it the next Thursday? It's not this next Thursday, and it's not the next Thursday, but it's the next Thursday.
No. So you're going to try to drive it as seldom as possible?
Yeah.
For 3 weeks?
Yeah.
With it sounding like that?
I know, dude.
Self-control like no one else. I know.
It's already hard. Like, tonight, I like...
You're just going to start it up in the driveway just to hear it. And then take the camera.
That's what I did today. That's literally what I did today, dude.
And just start it up, rev it, tear, turn it off, get in the camera.
That's literally what I did.
But, dude, imagine once it's tuned. A month from now, once it's tuned, you're going to be... I thought you were bringing the Infinity, and while I was sitting outside with Gohan while it was raining, and I was hearing, like, people with exhaust, and it sounded, like, way down on 41, like, with someone with really loud exhaust just, like, ripping it, and I was thinking... For a second, I was thinking, like, yo, what if that's Danny? And I can hear him from all the way over there, like, on the Metro extension or something. But I figured you weren't ripping it like that, because I know you still got to get it tuned.
Yeah. What made me feel good, too, is because Bree got home so late last night. I was sleeping, so she hadn't heard it. So when I got home from work today, I was like, yo, babe, like, let me show you the exhaust. And so she hurt her ankle, so she was, like, just on crutches right now. She rolled her ankle.
Poor
so
Bree.
I know. So she's like, it was raining too. So she was like in the entryway. So I started it up, and like as soon as I started up, her face like was just like she always hated my exhaust really. Like on
really?
The, yeah, like on the old cars that I used to get, she would hate them. But
well, because you just straight pipe it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did she? What'd she think of this one?
So she liked it. And then, I asked her. I was like, what do you think? She's like, it sounds rich. I was like, nice. Yeah, she's like, it sounds like way, like it's not, it makes it sound like a really expensive car, mm-hmm. like a really like nice car. I was like, thanks. It is. It is nice. But, yeah, it's sick, dude.
It's so cool to see how your car has moved along.
Thanks, you know?
Dude. Because it's, to me, like, it's been like a pretty long amount. How long has it been since you got the car?
Because
it's been a minute. It hasn't been like, but to me, like from my perspective.
I think I got it like in September.
Yeah, so it's been like over half a year.
Huh. Yeah, just about. It's probably been like 6 months or so.
But to me, it still feels like you just got that thing. So to see it like now what it looks like and now what it sounds like and it's about to get tuned, like to me, it just seems like it's progressed so quickly, all things considered.
Thanks, man. Yeah, me too, man. Honestly, like it's been a waiting process for sure. driving me crazy, especially with the exhaust. But I mean, I'm just blessed, man, to see how far it has come, like with the intakes, the exhaust, the tune to come, the blacking out of everything. It's sick, dude. Sick. I'm looking to see the video when Carvana pulled up to my crib with that car. Can't find it. Yeah. Oh, there it is. What day? September 3rd. The day I got it.
Shout out Carvana.
Looks so different.
It does. Uh-huh. Even though you haven't, like, just the small things you did to it got it looking so much better. Mm-hmm. Removing that chrome, you know, what is it called? Chrome delete?
Chrome delete, yeah.
Yeah, just doing that and getting your rims blacked out. Solid. True. Solid. Your windows are tinted, right? They came tinted?
They came a little tinted. I'd like to get them more tinted.
That'll look sick too. And once you do the windshield too, how you said you want to do the like tinted up top and fade down, that'll be sick.
Yeah, I want to.
I got to tint my windows too.
It's just so hot, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. I very well may just leave this out of the episode because I don't know. You know, it's kind of like personal and stuff, but I wanted to like get your thoughts on something I've been dealing with. So there's two things I want to preface. So the first thing is, like, I've gone through such a drastic change career-wise that, like, before, it was, like, social media and my, like, presence on social media and my image on social media was, like, imperative. And now what I'm doing and what I'm headed towards with teaching, it's almost like there's a lot of teachers that don't have any social media at all because of, like, I don't know because I'm not, like, in it yet, but I don't think there's any rules against it. I think it's just out of the teacher's feelings. Like, the teacher feels it's necessary to, like, not be present on the internet just because of all the students they have and, like, the influence they have and whatnot, so they don't want to. And that's something I've been thinking about a lot. And then another thing is just the idea in the Bible of, like, sacrificing yourself, all the glory going to God, you know what I mean? Like, when it comes to social media, like, so much of it is how you're perceived and, like, this profile you're building on your Instagram and, like, following you're building for your name and you and what you do when, like, really, I don't know. It's, like, something that I've been kind of torn, and now, like, just with my career and what I've been learning in the Bible, it's, like, really got me considering, like, what do I do with, like, with everything else that I do with, like, Professor Shred and my writing and, like, because I've never been one to, like, care about fame or care about, like, my name being recognized. I've never really, like, dreamed of being a pro skater with, like, crowds chanting my name or, like, I don't care, you know what I mean? Like, that's not ever really been a goal for me, but I don't know, like, something, sometimes I do, like, stay up at night wondering, like, and, like, how much of what I'm doing in every aspect of my life is not for me, but for, like, everyone else, you know? And something, this was something I was studying while we were on the Tampa trip, actually. There was a question that I was, in the study I was doing, the question that it was posing, the overarching question was, how can we imitate Jesus' self-sacrificing spirit? And I'll read my answer real quick. And again, if you're not into this, like, if you're a listener and you're, like, not into this, you can feel free to click away, but this has, like, been on my heart all day and, like, something I wanted to share with Danny, so I want to see his thoughts. So what I put to that answer after my study and everything, I put, and this is just my feelings, this isn't from the Bible, we can continue to remind ourselves that each of us are chosen by the Lord and he has a plan for each one of us. Treat others with kindness, show respect always, and lend a helping hand with all of your heart. The energy and passion that the Lord puts into our hearts is not only for the good of our lives, but rather it's for the betterment of all lives. What we do affects other people. People need help. They need grace and comfort, and oftentimes that takes putting ourselves aside, putting away the need to be right, putting away the need for approval, putting away the fear of anything other than the Lord himself. Sometimes the steps we must take, the road down which we are led, are not the ones most comfortable or most satisfying to our wants. We take these steps so that others will benefit too. the work we put our heart into, the hours we are clocked in, the sacrifices we make are to help someone else. And so, like, that was just, like, my little answer to that overarching question on the study I did. But then, like, I have a couple of scriptures that have been on my heart, too. Like, John 15:13 says, there's no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And then Matthew 6, where is it in here? Yeah, Matthew 6:33 says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So those two factors, the factor of going into teaching and the factor of that, just what I've been studying in the Word, it's really got me thinking, and I want your thoughts on, like, what to do with everything that I used to pursue, you know, with my Instagram and with my, like, YouTube and, like, you know, like, part of me has considered anything that I publish being under, like, a pseudonym or something like that. Like, Professor Shred can work, but, like, I guess it's more for, like, the teaching's sake. I don't know, man, because I feel like my Instagram is basically just skating and my writing, which both can, like, can help students. If students ever were to, like, look at my social media or whatever, it's not really about, like, my personal life or, like, or anything. And I'm not the kind of person to post anything that's, like, a negative influence at all. It's just skateboarding and my art. But, and then Shred Grip, too, is just painting. And it's anonymous. Like, my name's not really involved. But the podcast, too, is something that I've thought heavily about. Like, what do we do? Because the podcast is something where we share a lot. We talk a lot about a lot of different things. We have lots of episodes, 117 before this one, mm-hmm. with lots of different opinions and comments and things like that. And I'm thinking, like, and this is why I don't know if we should put it in the episode, because I don't know what to do. I don't know if we should archive every episode so that, like, it's behind a paywall or something like that, to where, like, if students really wanted to, like, view those episodes, or anyone in the public really wanted to view those episodes, they could, but it would be behind a paywall, and then have, like, a new vision for the podcast, or, like, a new, and the same with my personal stuff, not just the podcast, but just everything I'm involved in, everything, like, Brian Lombardo's involved in. I'm just wondering how to go about it, because, like I said, nothing I've done art-wise has been for notoriety. Nothing we do with the podcast has been for our notoriety, but a lot of this has been on my heart and just making me wonder, like, is there certain changes that should be made now that our careers are going where they're going and our faith is growing like it is? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I was just like,
do you have any thoughts? I know I just, like, spilled a lot, but and we can cut this out if it doesn't really seem like it fits, but I don't know. It's just been on my heart.
I would have to think about it more and pray about it more. I don't know. I think as far as that goes, it's not a bad idea. If it's what you feel comfortable with, you know, moving forward with your career, by all means, that's what we'll do. I just think Professor Shred is pretty much a solid, like, disconnect. You also don't really post anything bad at all.
Yeah, that's why, like, I don't think it'll be an issue, and I don't ever feel like...
What you could definitely do is, you know, have Professor, you know, have, like, have, like, Shred Grip, you know, open business account, conversation about the podcast. We can have that off air as far as what we'll do with that. But, like, you know, your personal, you can always, like, make it private. You have to switch it from being a business page.
That's true. That's true.
And you can make a private Instagram, private Facebook. And just keep living your life.
I feel you. Because a part of me feels like this is a test, like, with what I've been studying and what, like, where I've been called, but, you know?
Yeah.
It's a test to, like, because I don't want to, like, when I think about ever making something private. Like, I like that anyone can just look at me, and I do like the feeling of getting followers and, like, getting people behind my art and, like, getting people to like my writing and stuff like that. But what, but, like, the Bible teaches that, you know, some of that is not really that holy, you know? Like, a lot of that is your own, like, ego, you know? Like, your own pride, like, wanting to like, have some sort of validation from the world when, like, ultimately, whatever I publish, whatever I write, whatever I paint, God sees it, and he sees where my heart is when I'm making it. So, like, regardless of what the earthly or human, like, response is to what I publish, doesn't matter, you know? So any of that validation I'm seeking through social media, part of me just wants to, like, delete all of it out of, like, you know, a test to see if I can handle that, my heart can handle that. But yeah. I don't think I need to delete it, but I do think that this is a test, especially with, like, going into teaching. Like, I really do have to put myself aside, and I really do have to put aside any, like, validation I'm seeking from the public, you know?
Yeah.
And putting it private would do that to where, like, you know, I have to have approved followers and stuff.
Yeah.
No students allowed.
Yeah, I would say, too, I mean, I don't know. I had a similar conversation with Bree, where I'm like telling her, you know, pray about it and see how you feel God is calling you to move in your life, because
about social media, you guys were talking about her social media,
like her YouTube and stuff. Yeah, so, like, you know, the same thing for you. It's like if you feel God, you know, calling you to pursue your YouTube, then there's obviously a reason he's put that desire on your heart too.
Yeah.
So he may have a plan for you deeper in that than he does for you teaching. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's like wherever you feel like your heart is, you know, obviously you're smart to have, you know, you've always wanted to be a teacher. You're pursuing that. But who knows? Like, if you stick with YouTube, like, you know, there's a lot of YouTubers who are like nurses, and then they started YouTube, and now, like, you know, their degree is useless. They don't nurse anymore, and they're just, like, full-time YouTubers.
Yeah.
Not to say you'll be a YouTuber, but, again, with anything that we've got our hands in, like me, I've, like, changed careers, got further into it, plan to keep going further into it. But, like, you know, if anything were to happen, you know, with, like, I mean, I don't have my hands in too much, but down the line, you know, same with you. Like, if your YouTube were to pop and you're a teacher, and you would sit there and be like, well, I'm making this much from teaching, and I'm making this much from, or, you know, this much from YouTube.
Yeah.
More from YouTube. And it's like, you know, I may just quit teaching, you know? Who knows?
And what's crazy is, like, originally, like, when I was pursuing a lot of what I was pursuing creatively, I imagined a skate shop being, like, what I put my all into. Like, I go there at the early hours of the morning, and I leave.
That's what I'm saying, our enterprise.
Yeah. But lately, I've been wondering if that dream that's in my heart is a classroom. Like, a classroom's the same thing, where I get there in the wee hours of the morning, I'm there the entire day, and I'm impacting a lot of young lives, and it isn't about me, Brian Lombardo, it's about them, you know what I mean? And it's the same with, and that could transfer, because right now, bro, I'm doing training to be a summer camp counselor, and a lot of that, I've been wondering, like, especially with our Tampa trip, being in those cabins, I was wondering, like, bro, what if, like, I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't know. I'm just, like, praying about it and really trusting in, like, what God has for us. But, like, what if it does transfer to one day that summer camp counselor position is, like, what we're doing? And it's, like, we have a lot of young skaters that we're directing and we're influencing and we're teaching, you know what I mean? And, like, and that will be for the glory of God. You know what I mean? Like, that will be because we just want people to show people what skateboarding can do for you, your well-being, you know, physically, mentally, spiritually. It's just, like, the greatest thing that's ever happened to our lives. You know, it's the reason we still do it, even though we're banged and bruised up all the time and whatnot. It's, I don't know. I don't know how it's all going to work out, but I know, like, what I'm being called to right now. And, some of this has just been on my heart, like certain changes I might have to make. And I think ultimately it just comes down to, like, really being okay with putting myself aside, you know? And that doesn't mean, like, not giving myself anything I want or not like taking personal time for me or anything like that. Like self-care is still important. It just means like never pursuing something out of self-validation or anything like that, you know?
Yeah, for sure. No, I 100% get that. I think that's important too.
And that's why it's cool. I like that without even really thinking about it, I publish under my LLC, like my name for my business, I publish under. So now whenever I publish works of art or writing, it's not under Brian Lombardo. It's not under my name. It's under the business name. And I don't know. I've always liked the idea of like a pseudonym or something like that, you know, to where like when people...
Doing business as.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? And yeah. And maybe... I don't know, dude, because... I don't know. I guess something I've been called to a lot despite like all my teaching... endeavors and skating endeavors and our podcast and everything is just like my writing and stuff. I've really been like, really been called to like that. That can be a way that I influence others and whatnot. And a lot of times, all the time, actually, God is what puts those words in my head and like what puts those words to the paper. You know what I mean? And hopefully, it helps somebody. You know?
Hopefully. Yeah. It will, dude. It does. It has. It has before. The stuff you put on Instagram. Already.
And I even told you the other day how, like, I get bummed sometimes when I post a skate edit and, like, it gets views from, like, skaters and stuff and people are hyped on it. But then I post a writing that, like, I spent a lot of time on and, like, I'm really proud of and I feel like has a really good message to learn something and doesn't really get any traction. And I get bummed. And that's the mistake, you know? Like, I need to just... put it out there and put it out into the world. And then from there, it's there, you know, like God helped me create it. And therefore the job is done. It doesn't matter how many likes I get, how many comments I get, how many people tell me they enjoyed it. That's not what it's about, you know?
Yeah.
And that's something I've really had to come to terms with, you know, it's hard, you know, because we all want naturally to be accepted and to be loved and to have notoriety and stuff. But really the Bible really tells us that that's not what our goals should be, you know? Yeah. But that was pretty much my only topic. I know I like rambled for a bit, but like hopefully like if you're listening and I keep this in the episode, hopefully like, you know, maybe you take something from that because
no, that's real though,
it's an
dude.
Uncertainty.
No, that's real. Yeah, dude. I mean, the Bible calls us definitely to put down desires of the flesh and pursue what God is calling us to do, and that's why like I always really recommend to pray and see really what that is for you personally. Because yeah. For everybody, it could be something different. But just know whatever it is, it might not be easy, but he will walk you through it.
Yeah. And the more I've noticed that the more I'm stressed and the more I like don't know, like even this week, there was a lot of situations where I didn't know how I was going to get certain things done and stuff. It's just like, I'll just sit down and just ask him like, how can I do this? You know, like, can you please show me like, or help me, you know, like I can't do this alone. You know what I mean? And then from there, I'll have just the right conversations with the right people. And it just all starts like working out. And then I'm like, and then at the end of the day, I say, thank you. You know what I mean?
I know,
it's
dude.
As easy as that.
No, you're telling me, dude.
Did you do that?
Nah.
What's printing?
I just can't imagine. Nah.
It just says delete your Instagram from God.
Nah. Yeah. So. No, it's true though, dude. It's so true. God works like that, and God's good, man. God's good. I don't know if this will be in the episode, but God's good.
We'll see. I think it should be.
Put my little God is good in there. Nah. God, yeah. Yeah, it should be. God is good.
Ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, dude, I'm ready.
We've been going for the minute.
We've been going for the minute.
What time did we start? Or how long we've been recording?
About an hour.
All right, right on time.
We ride on cue. We ride on Keezy. All right. It's been episode 118. Yeah.
And if you're watching this on YouTube, thank you, because we spend a lot of hours in our week preparing the YouTube videos. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, I hope you enjoyed it. But consider going to YouTube, because we got visuals that we take a lot of time and effort to produce for your eyes. So, and if you don't have time for podcasts, we understand. Go to Instagram. We got little highlight
clips. Little highlight clips.
Good for when you're like in a public bathroom or something. Just pop on a little highlight clips.
Yeah, we've been told that before. Yeah, like I said at the beginning of the episode, we got some exciting guests lined up. So stay tuned. Your boy's coming at you every Monday.
And if you're a skater, stay tuned for some Jacksonville SLS stories coming up in a couple weeks. Well, couple months.
Yes, sir. We at you. We at you. All right. Thank you for watching, viewing, and subscribing.
Episode 118.
Hit him with that outro.
Biscuit.
Busy. Biscuit.